It's 8 a.m. Eastern, April 17th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down 0.5% at $62,677. ETH is down 0.5% at $3,043. Binance Coin is down 1% at $532. PayPal is making changes to its policies regarding NFT transactions, removing buyer and seller protections starting May 20th. This means that NFT purchases won't be covered by PayPal's buyer protection program. Also, sales of NFTs worth over $10,000 won't be safeguarded against false claims or chargebacks. These adjustments signal PayPal's evolving stance on blockchain-based assets following its introduction of crypto support in 2022. Well, Animoca Brands revealed in its unaudited financial disclosures that it holds $558 million in digital assets and $291 million in cash and stablecoins. The company has invested in various blockchain ventures like Kraken, MetaMask, and Ledger. The financial report excludes the value of around 400 minority investments in Web3 companies as their valuation is still ongoing. Well, blockchain research and development organization Nebra raised $4.5 million in pre-seed and seed rounds. Nebra aims to advance zero-knowledge proof technology to create what it calls the shared settlement layer of the new internet. Well, Solana-based real estate betting platform Parcel lost about 40% of its total value locked since early April. Around $74 million moved out of the protocol after its airdrop snapshot on April 3rd. The platform distributed native tokens to eligible users on Monday, with its TVL dropping after. Parcel allows users to trade on assets reflecting major city housing markets. Well, in the first quarter of 2024, the South Korean won outpaced the U.S. dollar as the most traded currency for crypto, according to Kaiko data. South Korea boasts one of the world's busiest crypto markets, briefly surpassing its stock market volume during March's bull run. And finally, Binance U.S. has appointed Martin Grant, a former chief compliance and ethics officer at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, to its board of directors. Grant brings over three decades of regulatory experience. His role will focus on overseeing financial reporting processes and internal controls. Binance U.S. interim CEO Norman Reed praised Grant's expertise, highlighting the company's commitment to compliance and integrity. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.